The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We are here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. With me today is Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great, thank you. We have Ed Reeves, owner of Reeves Awnings Incorporated. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, thanks. You co-own Reeves Awnings with your brother, John.
I do.
He sent you here today.
He did?
Yeah, where is he? We better get that guy in here.
Yeah,
he's out doing some installations.
Okay.
All right. It's that time.
I did ask him if he'd like to be here. He politely declined.
Yeah, politely? Good for you. Yeah. All right. Well, you're the lucky guy. And we have you all to ourselves. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many exception realtors who've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions at jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab. We have a live webcam on top of the building. Look at Dunmore Corners. You never know what you're going to see. So we get thousands of hits a month on that camera.
A lot of people find it very interesting.
They do.
Watching the cars go back and forth, right? Okay. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, jruddy.com, where we also have all the podcast apps that we feature this radio show on, and check us out on social media. Okay, Ed Reeves, owner of Reeves Awnings Incorporated. Would you please tell me a little bit about who you are, what you do, and where you're located?
We are an awning manufacturer. We've been in business for roughly about 73 or 4 years.
All right, so your new business.
Yeah. My grandfather started the business back then. My father, once he came out of the service in 54, 55, went into the business with my grandfather. So we've been in the business continuously since then.
Third generation.
Third generation, yes.
I'm second generation. Okay. I like these family businesses in this area. And when topic of awnings comes up, everybody thinks of your company. So you've done a good job and you've been here for 73 years. I know there's a few other companies out there, but mainly you do a lot of the awnings that I know in our neighborhood.
Yes.
Where do you go? Lackawanna County? Do you go outside of Lackawanna County?
We do. Our service area, I mean, we even have service customers, a few in Binghamton.
Wow.
Out in Pike County, Monroe County, and even down to southern Luzerne County. But the vast majority of our business is Lackawanna County and the greater Wilkes-Barre area.
Good. So where are you located?
We are located in Mayfield. We have 3 buildings on 3 lots in Mayfield, and then we have another storage building in German.
Okay. So you do residential awnings and commercial?
Correct. We manufacture both types along with other offerings that might not even be considered traditional awnings. But the majority of our business is residential awnings and commercial awnings.
Okay. We'll get into all of that. Let's start with residential awnings. You know, there's nothing. This time of year, they're popping up all over the place, especially on these older homes as we drive through certain neighborhoods of Scranton and the Valley, right? Mm-hmm. And once they come down in the fall, I think, wow, it's a totally different look. It's stark.
Right. But different neighborhood.
Yes. Right. Yeah. But there's so many different fabrics and styles.
Correct. These days we show typically 2 books, 2 to 3 books. Each book will have 150 to 200 solids and, you know, stripes, different patterns available. Back in my grandfather's day, he would only have one book. It would have maybe 60 colors. And out of that, he might cut out 20 of the patterns because he only wanted to sell a few different patterns. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's a lot more available these days than there used to be. And plus, the manufacturing of the fabric has changed so that it's made the production of different patterns a lot, you know, easier for these companies. So they change patterns frequently nowadays.
Whereas in the past, it was a big ordeal.
Right.
Okay. So could you give a brief history of how far the awnings have come in terms of what you can now get and what you can purchase? Like, say, for instance, a retractable awning.
Sure. So retractables are, you know, for a lot of people, that, I mean, well, our generation, they're fairly new products. You don't see a lot of them out there. They were strong in the European market for many years, and they were trying to sell them over in the U.S., and most of the early retractables you would see on houses actually were European-made, shipped over here, reassembled in the U.S., and installed on houses and that. But the market was not very strong in the U.S., but it has caught up since then, and there's a number of different American manufacturers out there now. So it's come quite a ways since then. And there's also other offerings. These same companies produce rolling screens, you know, and almost everything's motorized these days in that industry. So you have a lot of those products that are out there.
When I was a kid in Brooklyn, there was the commercial and it was all the storefronts underneath, you know, all the storefronts. Mm-hmm. And the vegetable guy, when he would be there, he'd be out there with the handle spinning it around, you know, and the awning would come down. And that's how you knew that the places were open, when their awnings were down.
Right.
And at the end of the day, when the awnings were up, you knew they were closed.
Right, right. And that's...
I'm old.
So that's actually my grandfather, when he started the business, he, back in like the late 40s, early 50s, air conditioning was becoming widely used. A lot of awning companies, like an area like ours, actually supported several awning companies because there was that much business. If you look at some of those old pictures, like say down at Cooper's Seafood House, or in the newspaper, they used to have those Remember When photos of the downtown area of Scranton, you would see awnings on almost
everywhere.
Every storefront.
Right.
So once, you know, air conditioning became widely used, these, you know, awning companies actually, they lost a lot of business and decided to go out of business. My grandfather back then decided that he was going to strike out on his own. He was a foreman for an awning company, and he, you know, decided that he was going to concentrate on the residential market. So that's how our company came into being.
So basically, what I hear you saying is people purchased awnings to keep the building or themselves cool. But now it's more like for the look and maybe
now
privacy.
Now they want to look cool?
Yeah, now they want to look cool.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it has to do with the aesthetics.
Yeah.
But they still do serve the purpose of, you know, keeping heat gain from, you know, going into the homes. Because a lot of the older homes, and we are fortunate in our area that we have a lot of well-preserved older neighborhoods. And they all have front porches and windows. You know, that's great for our business because a lot of people still look to cool down the house with these awnings. Especially some of the older homes, like one I renovated in German, me and my wife, we only had 7-foot ceilings. So, you know, the heat in our upstairs would become, you know, pretty unbearable at times. You know, you would have to use room air conditioners, but they get over, you know, they work a little bit too hard, don't really keep it as cool as you'd like. So preventing that heat gain is still a reason why a lot of people do put awnings on their house. But yeah, mostly it's aesthetics and, you know, say front porch living, I guess you could say.
Right. And when I'm out on my front porch, I have hanging baskets and I don't know. I always thought about awnings and I think it would really make my house pop.
I know. I saw the wheels turning over there. I'm looking at her.
And
uh-oh.
I've always dreamt about
down the road.
She better
owning.
Not call you after this.
Yes,
I'm
well, I really have. So I think it would transform. And I would probably want to sit out there, but so would the neighborhood cats that are stray, right?
Yeah, they love the cat. They love the front
but
furniture.
If I sit on the porch, I feel like I'm like in a fishbowl. Do you know what I mean? But if I had awnings, it would be very private.
Be private, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody would see you.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so there's sometimes awnings that people have, not just on their front porch area, but over the every window.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that look as well. And I think in terms of keeping somebody cool when they're outside, or the house shaded and keeping the temperature cooler in that front of the house, I would also say that they would help with the sunlight on the furnishings, maybe not so much fade them. My mother used to get those tinted shades inside the house because there was nowhere to put awnings on the front of her house, but to keep the furnishings from being
faded.
By the sun. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a reason why a lot of people do put awnings on their windows, or especially like large bay windows for their, you know, living rooms, is to prevent the damage to, you know, either furniture or carpeting, the fading that comes with it. Yeah, that's a reason cited by many customers.
And dark floors.
Yeah.
You could get that. Those could be patched differently if there's sunlight coming in, fading them, right?
Right.
Unless you have heavy draperies or curtains, and nobody wants that anymore. Everybody wants it light and airy.
Right.
It's right?
Less common. Less common.
Okay. So let's talk about the fabric that is predominantly offered these days. Is it a canvas?
Yeah, what did they use back in the day?
Well, back in the day, they used to use cotton. It was 100% cotton, and it was actually painted with acrylic paint.
Really?
Yes. The manufacturing process was one where they used to run cotton right down a long production line, and there was like spray, like just, they would just spray the colors onto the awning.
As it rolled by.
Right. And they would have to, the stripes, everything.
That's why
that
everything was all stripes.
I remember talking to people that, you know, were there during production. They said it would take them a long time just to get the stripes straight, you know, so that they could run it. They said they would waste so much material just to get production running to where they could sell the fabric. So these days, everything is solution dyed. Solution dyed acrylic.
Acrylic.
So the color is right through the awning, through the fabric. If it's blue on the outside, it's blue on the inside. Back in the old days, they would actually have, it was either gray or they would put a print pattern. It looked like ivy underneath. So that was that was the fabric before the 1990s. Since then, companies like Sombrella, which is a domestic manufacturer, have dominated the market with solution dyed acrylics. So that's the predominant, you know, material that's in use now.
How long do they last?
Now they have a warranty of 10 years as opposed to 5 in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the old cotton was a 5-year warranty product.
Right.
So they do last longer. You know, at least I'd say not double, but I'd say probably like 30, 35% more life out of an acrylic awning as compared to the old cotton.
Okay. And what about wind and storms? Do you have many tragedies occur with the awnings flying off into the...
Not really. No, not flying off. They're well secured, the buildings. With the newer with retractables, you know, the customer has to be careful with the wind. That's why on motorized awnings now, it's very common for people to get wind sensors, you know, that detects the vertical movement of the awning up and down and retracts it automatically.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Otherwise, if it's a manually operated one, the customer has to be vigilant and making sure that the wind doesn't pick up and start blowing the awning.
Yeah, have a big sail, take it going.
We don't want that.
We talked about this, the guy from A&B who did our patio in the back. He says that a lot of the awnings, they have the wind sensor. I thought that was fascinating, that they have a wind sensor on them, and it would get too windy. You'll be sitting out there, all of a sudden, it'll go back up on you.
Yeah,
we should have a rain sensor on that roof.
But then it would be on all the time, because it's always raining.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah. Okay, so, you know, when you were talking about the retractables and how they were really dominant in the European countries, why was that?
Mainly over in Europe in the densely populated areas. There's more densely populated areas in Europe, so there's a lot more zoning restrictions for what people could or could not do with their patio areas. So in the United States, we didn't really have that as much. So It took a long time for the U.S. to adopt, you know, the retractable awning as they did in Europe. So now it's become a lot more, I don't know if you'd say ubiquitous, but it's, you know, becoming
popular.
More popular in the U.S., you know, especially like the last 15 years or so, I'd say.
Sure. And, you know, I'm always afraid of things with motors, you know.
Breaking down, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So is that an easy fix?
Well, yeah. There's tubular motors that slide in and out of these awnings that's actually very easy to replace. The dominant manufacturer of motors is a French company. It's called Somfy. In fact, they dominate, you know, like home motorization, like interior shades, et cetera. Extremely durable. We rarely have to ever change a motor. People go through a couple of sets, a couple of recovers of their retractable without ever worrying about the motor. So it's and that's the reason they dominate the market. But there are other manufacturers that are in the market now that offer a little bit more budget-friendly options.
Okay, so yeah, I would think that they're a little bit expensive on the expensive side, but when they were coming from Europe, was the boat ride making them more expensive or not so?
I'd say that the motors that are, I don't know of any motors that are produced in the U.S. right now.
Okay.
Okay. So I think that almost all of them are coming from, you know, either Europe or coming from, you know, the East, you know, whether it's China or Vietnam. I'm not sure. But those are, I think, where the lower priced motors are sourced from.
So, that makes sense.
But they're still actually very durable. You know, it surprises people how well those motors last for them.
With us today is Ed Reeves, co-owner of Reeves Awnings Incorporated, co-owns Reeves Awnings with John. How does someone get in touch with you, Ed?
They just have to call 570-876-0350, or we have a website, and they could email us at info@reevesawnings.org.
And it's R-E-E-V-E-S.
A-W-N-I-N-G-S.
Okay, thank you. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a beautiful 8-unit apartment house at 1411-1413 North Washington Avenue in Scranton for $975,000. This home is located in the Greenridge section of Scranton, and it's within 1 mile of Marywood University, Scranton University, and Lackawanna College. All units are 2 bedrooms. They have hardwood floors, high ceilings, pocket and French doors, along with crown molding. This is a very nice building. All units are fully rented, and the building just passed its city's 3-year certification inspection. 6 units have private front porches. Corner-operated washing machines are in the basement. It's got a large 4-car garage in the rear, along with gross annual income of over $100,000 a year. This would be a great investment opportunity. That's an 8-unit apartment house at 1411-1413 North Washington Avenue in Scranton for $975,000, and it's listed by Jim Gilhooly of our office.
Thank you, Pat. 88% of prospective buyers said they're very likely or somewhat likely to purchase a home this year. 71% of survey respondents said they previously delayed their home buying plans due to market conditions, affordability issues primarily. 78% said having more affordable homes on the market would prompt them to buy sooner rather than later. 58% said lower mortgage rates would expedite their home buying plans. 60% would be willing to pay a premium for shared community amenities, with the most important being, number one, nearby grocery stores.
Oh, really? Okay.
Number two, restaurants and cafes. You know, whenever we have that what's for dinner, that infrequent question, actually, I hear it maybe 10 times a day, and we decide that we're going to dine out, what's the last thing we usually want to do?
Travel.
Right. We don't want to get in the car and drive too far. So having restaurants and cafes close by does make sense. And number three, parks, outdoor spaces, and community gardens. 51% said they're looking to buy a home in a suburb, compared to 32% looking within cities. 71% said they're willing to pay more for a neighborhood known for strong community engagement and friendly neighbors. That's just about everywhere around here, right?
Yes.
Safety and convenience remain top sellers. Nearly 80% of prospective buyers said safety is a top concern. 58% said proximity to work is an important geographic consideration when choosing a neighborhood. And this is all from the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors. My special sponsor this week is Cadden Brothers Moving and Storage. They've proudly served our community for over 90 years, earning a reputation built on reliability, professionalism, and customer-first service. As they continue to grow, they're excited now to offer the same trusted experience through Cadden Brothers Junk Removal. They provide fast, dependable cleanouts, furniture and appliance removal, and full-service hauling. They're locally owned, committed to quality, and always offer free estimates to make the process simple. It's stress-free for all of their customers. Contact Cadden Brothers Moving Storage and or Junk Removal, 570-489-4005, or visit caddenbrosmoving.com.
I'm never moving another couch again in my life.
No.
You ever go through that? Have you ever had to go through that?
Yes. We have moved three times.
That's why you got to call the pros.
Right. Well, we just had a seller. She's single. She lost her husband and pretty much her whole family. And she's moving from Dunmore to another area. And we gave her Cadden Brothers to move her washer and dryer. She has no one to help her with that. So,
yeah.
Yeah, why not, right? Stick around for more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate and 94.3 FM The Talker. We will resume right after a short break.
Home. It's more than just walls and a roof. It's where laughter echoes, where memories are made, and where life truly happens. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we know that finding the right home isn't just about real estate. It's about finding your place in the world. With trusted agents, unmatched experience, and a commitment to your dreams, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Because at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we're not just selling houses, we're delivering the joy of home. Find your perfect home today. Call 570-344-6724 or go to jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Dream big. Move boldly. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate and 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're back.
We're back with Ed Reeves from Reeves Awnings Incorporated, co-owns Reeves with John, your brother.
Right.
Third generation. Okay, so we're talking about awnings, and we talked about, we didn't talk about styles. We talked about the fabric before the break. Can we talk about different styles, too? What do you have available?
In our area, and unlike actually what you see in other areas, a big part of our business is front porch, porch awnings, window awnings. In fact, I was just talking to a manufacturer from Westchester County, New York. We're at a trade show up in Connecticut. And he was very surprised when I told him what percentage of our business was actually that type of awning, because what dominates his market is patios. So retractables, stationary awnings, you know, roll down screens, that type of product is like, I think he said around 75% of his business, at least.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
You look at the different types of buildings. We have older buildings that I think were actually built to accommodate these awnings, you know, the way the windows are set up. We have we had 8-foot windows in our house. That thing is screaming. It wants an awning.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm sorry I said that, because she's going to want to put awnings on the windows.
I've wanted awnings for a very long time.
I know she did.
And you know that.
Yes, I do.
But this is the year.
If you, instead of doing construction on the home or painting the home, you could just change the color of the awnings and you change the whole look of the building. right outside the front. And then next season you want something else, you get a different color.
You know, I think these awnings...
We don't
awnings,
see that too often.
You don't see
we
that,
mind
but,
it, but...
I mean, but every 5 years you could change the look, you know, 5, 10 years.
Yeah, I know people that have had awnings for like 30 years.
The same ones.
The same ones.
And they show it.
And they show it, but they won't get rid of them. They like their awnings. But I have to say, Pat, if we get awnings, we can be saving you a lot of money. You know how?
I have no idea. I got to hear this.
You know, the paint that we have to continually perform on the front porch, the floorboards, I am sure the awnings will preserve the paint.
And how do you feel about this?
I think that she is saying something very...
I'm not listening.
Profound.
La, 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 la.
We really do have to paint that front porch and those steps an awful lot, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
And we're tired
It's got nothing to do with the salt and the water in the winter.
And the mail carrier with the salt on the shoes. No, that has nothing to do with it. No. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, so styles. So on the patios, which you do also, I'm sure, even though predominantly you do the front porches. So your choices are retractable. You just said three different options.
Well, stationary awnings, so that's a way of covering a patio. Using a steel frame.
Right.
Okay, that remains there. It's permanently installed on the house, but you tie on the fabric covering every spring and then take it down.
You take it down.
My dad, remember
cannot
that?
Take a snow load.
My dad had one of those. He lived on the beach, and he would change the awning every couple of years. But I would sit there, we'd be under the awning, I'm looking up, and it looks like rigging from a sailboat, the way it's tied down.
And it's still commonly done that
I was
way.
Thinking, yeah. I could never take this down and put this, first of all, where would I put it if I took it down?
Did your dad take it down?
No, he would call somebody. They'd come and it would just be gone. And
you said it doesn't carry a snow load?
No.
No.
Typically not.
Typically not.
No. You can make an awning that will take a snow load, but they have to be engineered, you know, and
more expensive.
More expensive, yes.
That's what I hear. Okay, so we have retractable, stationary, and one more. You said.
Oh, I was saying a lot of patios that have a roof over it. What we see a more recent product is rolling screens.
Oh, I like that idea.
So a lot of you know, like when you're sitting out in your patio, it's 7 o'clock, and all of a sudden the bugs come, and so everybody has to go inside. So they make zipper screens now, okay? And what they are is a screening that comes down, okay? Usually a lot more closed than your typical bug screening, but they come down in tracks, and then they go down and they touch the floor, and that way you can kind of have a bug-free area.
Nice. So, they're gaining in popularity?
They are. They're made by the same companies that make retractables. And they, you know, usually motorized, but they can be, you know, manual operation. But, yeah, they are gaining in popularity. Every trade show we go to nowadays, there seems to be several more manufacturers that are there. You know,
that are offering it.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Ed Reeves, co-owner of Reeves Awnings Incorporated, co-owns with John Reeves. How does someone get in touch with Reeves Awnings, please?
They would call 570-876-0350. Or they can send us an email right from our website, which is reevesawnings.org. And you can send us an email, you know, right off the website or just to info@reevesawnings.org.
R-E-E-V-E-S, Reeves. Okay. Thank you. Would you come back next week, Ed?
Yes, sure.
Maybe you should send John.
Okay. I will ask him again.
Okay. Thanks for being here with us, Pat.
Thank you.
Yes, we have a well-maintained 3-bedroom, 2-bath mobile home at 16 Highview Drive in the Highview Mobile Home Park for only $89,000. This home is in the North Pocono School District. It has all new appliances and a brand new pellet stove for efficient heating. This home sits on a concrete pad. It's got low maintenance and monthly rent of $575, which includes water, sewer, and trash removal. You could live here for less than you are now paying in rent. That's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home at 16 Highview Drive in Jefferson Township for only $89,000, and that's listed by Gail Lewis of our office.
And we want to wish all the mothers out there a very happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Join us next Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. for more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate, and 94.3 The Talker.